This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 11. For Tuesday, August 11th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts were slightly lower on Tuesday morning. The November canola contract is down $1.70 at $486.80 per ton. The January contract is down $1.70 at $492.70 per ton. Weather is expected to be calm across the Canadian prairies this week, with temperatures in the mid-20s. Relative strength in the Canadian dollar has kept pressure on canola prices this morning. The dollar was over 75 U.S. cents. Slight losses in Chicago soy oil kept pressure on canola. Nearby soy oil contracts were down by about a tenth of a cent in early morning trade. The Chicago soy complex was mostly stronger on Tuesday morning. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China. Yesterday, China also purchased about 600,000 tons of soybeans. All of these purchases are to be delivered during the current marketing year. The USDA Crop Progress Report pegged the soybean crop at 74% good to excellent, which is a 1% improvement from the week prior. The November soybean contract is up 2 cents at $8.72 per bushel. September soy oil is down by a fraction of a cent at 30.7 U.S. cents per pound. And September soy meal is up $1.40 at $285 per hundredweight. Corn futures were stronger this morning due to positioning ahead of the USDA's supply-demand report tomorrow. The most recent crop progress report shows corn crop conditions declined by 1% last week to total 71% good to excellent. That's 15% higher than the year prior. The September corn contract is up 3 cents at $3.13 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher this morning. The winter wheat harvest is 90% complete, which is ahead of last year's pace. Chicago September is up 6 cents at $4.96 per bushel. Kansas City September wheat is up 5 cents at $4.18. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 4 cents at $4.18 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, August 11th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.